All right, folks, let's get started here. My name's Nick Wagner. I'm a lead program manager on the Windows UI platform. It's our team's job, in order to make it possible to build beautiful experiences, we're trying to make it easy, and we want to make it the default on Windows. I'm very happy today to be hosting Alistair from Drawboard. These guys have done an amazing job of being very thoughtful about the user experience and the design, and they've done that in order to embrace kind of the best of kind of the human natural interactions and to pair that with some of the challenges that their customers have faced. Not only do they create these great experiences, but they've done that in a way that allowed them to differentiate and to build a business on top of the universal Windows platform. So with that, Alistair, I'll let you take it away.
Thanks, Nick. It's great to be here. My name is Alistair. I'm founder and CEO of a company called Drawboard. We're a startup, and we're based out of Melbourne. I'll tell you a little bit about our company, the problem that we're solving, really focus in on the problem that we're solving and how we achieve that with UWP and Surface, and also give you a walkthrough of our application to demonstrate what we actually did. To give you a bit of a background to my industry, I used to work in design and construction and would print out lots of drawings all the time. This is something that we'd hear all the time. I'll just print it out because it's just something that's so innate to this industry. And these are the sort of drawings that we'd be marking up all the time. This is common to so many design and engineering firms across the world. And in my old firm, they used to print off, probably still print off, millions of sheets of A1, A3 drawings and supporting documentation. It will mark them up, scan them in and then email them out, put them into doc management systems. But that was such a broken process, as you can imagine, would be running into lots of version control problems. We would be running into lost data and ultimately running into a lot of rework. So it's a very big problem that had to be solved. We were using desktop programs that were trying to solve this problem, keyboard and mouse solutions, but to achieve the detail of markup that you need on this, by the way, these are drawings that I pulled off an internet search. I couldn't really show the confidential information of the stuff that I was working on in my previous role, but this does describe it really well. You know, we've got detailed annotations, and to achieve that with a keyboard and mouse solution was really tough. So that left me scratching my head back in a few years ago of how are we going to solve this, and I was really, really set on solving it with a solution that had a really good digital pen. That's why we chose Surface at the beginning, and back then it was Windows 8. We've been really early, strong adopters of Windows 8 because of the value that it provided to our end user and how we could mimic what they do in real life. There were a lot of costs involved, so I'll walk through the problem just a little bit more. You know, a lot of costs and miscommunication. The scale of the problem is huge, and the ramifications are really large, especially the time spent at the printer. And it was the secondary costs that were really pulling this industry back. Now, everyone knows that in this industry, it's great to be digital in this environment to avoid all these problems, but you have to understand how much the pen and paper process was. Pulling these guys back to, you know, still wanting to print out and having this line of, you know, I just want to print it out. So that was really the crux of the problem that we're solving. Now, what's cool about this is that I'm actually presenting from my application, so I can actually demo straight from the application itself. And I want to walk you through what we did with our user experience on Surface and now UWP, and how we've actually built a business out of this. So we've got grand plans, but we want to really focus in on the real core problem, which was the handwriting. So we built the application around the pen and paper feel. So we open up into a beautiful, large real estate view of the PDF that you're working on, and we put them into a pen straight away. So I'm already in a pen mode. Actually, it's meant to default to red. I just used this before with blue, but red pen is what's used most commonly in the industry, and so that's what they can use straight away. You can pinch and you can pan just like you would expect on any touch device, and then be able to get your work done with, you know, great handwriting technology, so that I can, you know, put in a valve there and write down what I need to do, sign my name on that, put a date, whatever it needs to be. It's just one tool that wins the user in such a short amount of time. We kind of break down our approach to building the application where we try to win the customer within the first 20 to 30 seconds. We think that's really important because you've got that window of opportunity to get their buy-in and their engagement, and then you focus on what you can do next to keep the customer on that user journey. I'll just jump into this drawing, which I prepared earlier. It's actually my one of my university projects that I marked up on recently. And so, again, you know, we're in this pen mode, but then what happens in the next 5 minutes after that 30 seconds where we've hopefully won them over? We want to draw their attention into the radial menu that you can see here. It's like this little puck. So this introduces them into the way that they can access the next level of tools. I'm already in that pen mode, as I showed before, and I can switch the colors. I can change the size of this and then change the opacity. So we're trying to win the customer over with a nice, enjoyable user experience and, you know, get them away from an analog experience where they're more comfortable. And if you can put them in a digital environment where they actually enjoy it, you've got a much better chance of them using the application.
Yeah, I really like how you guys drop your users directly into the canvas. You make them instantly productive, and then you've got that radial menu that is really playful and kind of inviting, and it helps to get your customers to actually explore the app.
Yeah, that's right. So we invite them into the radial menu, which puts them in pen mode, but we also invite them into using other areas of the application. You know, that might be a measurement tool so that they can measure out a certain distance or go into any of the other shapes. So we get the user going through a journey where they're enjoying learning about the application in the right context. So, you know, we don't have a very bogged down UI right now. They're exposed to so many different tools in the radial menu that will keep them busy for the next 5 minutes and understand the application and get utility out of using this tool. Next is, well, where does the user go next? And at the top left-hand corner here, I've got a hamburger, which is pretty ubiquitous across many applications. And so this is where they can go through the tab views and the different pages. Also with more tools in sharing and printing, search bookmarks and history, so you can see who did what when they did it, or if there are bookmarks in the application, then they can search it through there. Then there's other tools other menu items on the screen, so that if there are multiple pages, I'll jump into a PDF that has multiple pages, say this one here. Then, you know, I can see what's happening on the screen, flip through, so really trying to get that navigation experience that is fluid for the user.
Just imagine before, where you've got a table of contents and you're having to actually go thumb through it versus actually getting to see that preview, clicking on it, and immediately being there.
That's right. So it's really trying to mimic what's happening on the user's desk. And they might have some favorite tools. You know, they might have a pencil case or a palette where they commonly use tools on their desk. And so we provide that experience where you have a favorites bar on the right-hand side, or you can switch it over to the left. So simplicity is baked into our application, but at the same time, trying to really provide the powerful options that is contextual to what the user needs at that time. Take, for instance, I've got, I can put some annotations down here, and then once they select it, we can choose choose options that appear at the bottom of the screen. And that's something that adapts to different modes of devices. Because it is UWP, this scales to Surface Hub, it scales to Surface Studio, it scales to smaller form factors. And so we need a user interface that adapts to all of that. So we really built the application for accommodating all of that. So I pointed out at the start that we've been successful on UWP. And one of the key reasons for doing that, one of the key enablers of doing that is being able to submit to the Windows Store. And the Windows Store is a great place to be able to submit an application, and then that gets pushed out to all the millions or, you know, more than hundreds of millions of people out there in the world, no matter where they are. One of the cool things that we get asked from, you know, say from Australia, is, you know, you must have users that are predominantly from Australia, or if you're targeting the US, surely you have more than three quarters of your users from North America. But that's not true, because we are in the Windows Store. then it gets pushed across to every geography in the world. We have users that are in the Bahamas, users that are in Eastern Europe, users that are absolutely everywhere that has access to the store. And then we can A/B test, so the store has options to be able to focus in on certain countries and test around the pricing and distribution methods. So the store is really cool in being able to do that. It allows you to do flight programs so that if you want to beta test the program, you can invite people to a flight program so only a subset of your users can be on a fast ring. You can update them on what's being pushed out, get them to test and give you feedback. We personally use User Voice, and User Voice is fantastic for being able to receive feedback and connecting with your and engaging with your audience. And I'll just tab over here. I won't show you the full list of analytics that we have, but this is one around the health of our application. It gives you kind of almost real-time information about what's happening with crash reports and hangs and where they are across the world. But you can see in here, you know, on the left-hand side, we've got lots of different analytics that we can use to feed back into the development of our application, including usage, downloads and reviews and feedback, so on and so forth. So the store has been a really great enabler to our success as a business. One of the things about the store as well is that it really curates the list so that you don't really have to put in a lot of effort yourself into sales and marketing. And if you've distributed programs before without a centralized store, then you know that you have to push it out, focus a lot on AdWords and searches within web browsers. But the store is pretty good in identifying how good an app is. So if your app is on a merit basis much better than, you know, all the apps around you, then you will float to the top of the rankings pretty well and get the attention that it deserves. So that's one really good way to distribute the app and have confidence that your app is better than the others. You don't have to spend a lot of money on sales and marketing. It's all there in a centralized store. So that's been fantastic. I want to jump into the dials soon, but before I get into that, the other ways that we commercialize is through enterprise sales. So we obviously have a productivity app, and the consumer app store is obviously for consumers. But it's a good window in for a lot of people in businesses to see what apps are doing really well that might suit their end users. And so how do you get that into the end users get that into businesses? And so the app that you create, you can create that into an app package, and that's side loadable. So a lot of businesses won't have access to the store, but you can direct sell to them, give them a package, and infrastructure like SCCM and other deployment methods allow you to actually deploy it into a business and opens up the number of opportunities to commercialize your product. As I mentioned, we have a Surface dial integration. So being able to work on UWP allows interactions with some of the modern technology coming to market. And the radial menu is a really cool way for us to address some more problems within our industry. Our industry, of course, is in design and construction. Geometry is a large focus for their work. So we introduced a protractor. Now, I don't have a Surface Studio where I can put this on screen, but I can simulate this with the dial here, and that can be placed anywhere on the screen. You see, as I twist the dial, it will project a ruler. So I've got a ruler at the 90-degree angle and also one that I can set. And if I tap the dial once, then I can get more precise angulation to get to the point that I need to. So, you know, let's just pretend that I want to... did I put myself in? Trying to zoom in here. Not sure why. Anyway, I'll use the manual zoom. I think it might be because I'm connected to an external monitor. And let me close this and open it back up again.
Yeah, what I really like is you talked earlier about really wanted to duplicate the feel of paper and pen, but with touch and pen, even before you get to the dial, you really can do more. So earlier in the talk, Alistair zoomed way in. You can then make all of the fine detailed markings zoom back out. And it's just one great example of where you can actually do better than what the real world offers.
That's right. So I can, if I want to get a 45 degree angle, then I can place that on the screen and lock it in there so that once I select my pen, then I can get that, and then I can use the back of the pen for the eraser, and that will snap to it, so I can easily put in my my line, and you can see that there's a measurement in there that updates as I zoom in and zoom out. So that's one of the ways that we're incorporating the dial. Other ways that we're using it is to pretend that you're on a big Surface Studio, then you want to get the right writing angle so that you can perform your work, so you can rotate the page. If you're on a Surface Studio, you want to get your hand wrapped around so that you can start writing and then move that around or lock it into a 90 degree angle. The point of the dial is that you're still in the flow. So if I'm writing with my right hand, then my non-dominant hand can be operating the dial at the same time without having to switch menus or get my dominant hand to switch context of what it's doing. I've got grid overlays that I can switch to using the dial. So the dial has been a really great tool that we can use, and we get full access to that using the UWP platform.
Yeah, so this is a great example of a natural interaction. Earlier today, you heard about the Fluent Design System and connected animations, where people are really, the goal of that is to really help your users retain context as they move from one place to another. Here is an example where you're using the dial to keep that user immersed so that they don't have to put the pen down and have that micro interruption.
That's right. So I'll wrap this up by saying that we really focused on the customer problem, really tried to mimic what they do in real life with an immersive experience that was really enabled by UWP and Surface. Obviously, the Surface is a great device for replacing pen and paper, and then it was an obvious choice for us to use UWP to create a beautiful user experience to get our users using it to the full potential. And then, once we found the problem, we concentrated on the real core problem of pen and paper replacement, focused on the pen, built an application, put it into the store, did a little bit of promotion ourselves, and really got it out far and wide, and were able to build a successful business on UWP. So I hope you got a little bit out of that and take some inspiration away, and I'm always available to chat and answer any questions. Thank you very much.